Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the scripts. And tonight, the honors and prize money go to Dr. William F. Boos, 133 Marlborough Street, Boston, Massachusetts, for his play Live Wire, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price. Men, dry scalp can certainly detract from your appearance. Don't ignore dry scalp. Watch for these warning signs. Dry, brittle hair, loose, unsightly dandruff, tight, itchy scalp. At the first sign of dry scalp, start using Vaseline Hair Tonic. With Vaseline Hair Tonic, you combat dry scalp. Check it easily, quickly, effectively. Vaseline Hair Tonic actually supplements natural scalp oils, contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Apply just 5 drops a day. You'll check dry scalp, groom rebellious hair, keep it soft and neat, combed just right. Also, a brisk Vaseline Hair Tonic massage before each shampoo helps loosen dandruff, relieves itchy tightness. Vaseline Hair Tonic gives double care, both scalp and hair. Checks dry scalp, leaves your hair natural looking, attractive, and keeps it that way all day long. Remember, more men use Vaseline Hair Tonic today than any other hair tonic in America. Buy, try Vaseline Hair Tonic. It's spring in River's End, and the late afternoon sun lies warmly on the greening countryside after last night's terrific rain and windstorm. As the play opens, a familiar car comes slowly down the historic river road under the old trees, now bursting with new life. It's Dr. Christian and his nurse, Judy Price, on their way home from a busy day at the hospital.
Summer is surely coming, Dr. Christian. That sun's getting warmer every day. How fresh and green things look after the storm.
Yes, peace in the world again. The new season coming, and yeah, these are good days to be alive.
Good days to be alive. Oh, look up there, Dr. Christian. The storm must have blown the wires down. Isn't that Fred Wheeler working up on that telephone pole?
It must be, Judy, since that's Bill Porter on the ground. They usually work together.
It is Fred. He's recognized your car. Look, he's turned away. Have you seen... Dr. Christian, he's slipped. He's fallen backwards across those wires.
Fred!
Look, look how he's lying there. His leg's still held onto the pole by his spikes. Oh, something's happened.
I'm afraid so, Judy. Bring my bag, quick.
Yes, doctor.
Fred, my best friend, gone just like that. That's a high-tension line Fred's body's lying on.
You mean he's electrocuted?
Well, I stood there watching.
Listen to me, Bill. Can't you shinny up that pole and plug a line into your office? Tell them to notify the power company to shut off the current in that high-tension line?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Hurry then, Bill. Tell them exactly where we are.
Okay, doctor. I don't know what came over me.
Don't touch that line or Fred's body.
Well, what are we going to do?
We'll take him to the hospital, Judy.
And there's still a chance?
I'm afraid not. But the medical examiner will have to check. We'll have to notify his people. There was probably enough juice in that one wire to snuff out Fred's life the minute his body touched it.
May Judy and I come in now, Dr. Christian?
Yes, Bill. Dr. Carson has finished his examination.
Then he was electrocuted.
Yes, Judy. His people have been notified?
Yes, Dr. Carson. Fred's parents are both dead. Hmm. Since he returned from the service, he's been sharing his place with his 2 maiden aunts.
I called his fiancée, Helen Jackson. She's on her way over.
They're the only ones close to him, except me, of course.
Very well. I'll wait and perform the autopsy in the morning.
Autopsy? Why?
It's the law, Judy.
If you'll excuse me now, I'll send a nurse in. She can take over until tomorrow morning. This is a most unusual case, Dr. Christian. I'd like you to be present at the autopsy.
Thank you, Dr. Carson. I'll be there.
Well, good evening. Oh, here's the nurse now. You know Miss Brooks?
Of course. Come in, Kay.
Dr. Christian, is this the patient?
Yes, Kay.
Any special orders, doctor? Why, it's Fred.
Fred, darling. What's wrong, doctor?
Didn't they tell you?
No, they just assigned me to the patient in 210. Doctor, what is it? He's not...
He fell on a live wire. There's to be an autopsy in the morning.
But how good has happened to Fred? Why, he went all through the war without a scratch. No. But, doctor, I can't see him lying there dead. I'd rather die myself.
Hey, dear, don't.
We'll get another nurse.
Forgive me, please. It was so unexpected, seeing him there.
I'm sorry, Kay. Believe me. I knew you had lived next door to Fred all your life, but I didn't realize how things were.
You loved him, didn't you, Kay?
Yes, Bill. It was Helen Jackson that Fred wanted.
Helen can get any guy she wants.
I guess so. I was just a freckled-faced kid next door. Now it's too late. He'll never know.
May I come in?
Kay, there's Helen now.
Oh, I mustn't let her see I've been crying.
Come in, Helen.
You come with me, Kay. We'll wait outside.
Fred. Fred. Oh, darling, speak. Speak to me once more.
Helen, Bill and I will leave you alone for a moment.
Would you mind, Dr. Christian? It's been such a shock.
Come, Bill.
Not you, Bill. I want you to stay.
Me?
Yes. Please, you were his best friend. I want you here with me. Beside him.
I'll be right outside.
I can't believe it, Bill. Not even now, seeing him lying dead there.
I can't believe it either, Helen. Even seeing him die.
Oh, what'll I do now, Bill? What will become of me?
Please don't cry so, Helen.
Put your arms around me, Bill. Hold me. Help me. I'm so alone now.
Gee, Helen, I don't like this. Here.
It's what Fred would want, Bill. He would want you to take care of me. Please, Bill. I need you. Would it be so hard to love me?
Dr. Christian?
Yes, Kay.
Mrs. Maggie and Clara Wheeler, Fred's aunts, are here to see him now.
Oh, bring them up, will you, please?
Right away.
This must be an awful blow to them, Dr. Christian.
Yes, a sudden, unexpected death. Always is, Judy.
To Miss Maggie especially. She always adored Fred, so...
Miss Clara, too.
I don't know. She never seemed to quite approve of Fred.
Oh, people express love differently, Judy. Sometimes it goes too deep to show on the surface.
Well, I do know it was always Miss Maggie who stood up for Fred when he wanted to have a little fun or got into trouble. And even more than ever since he's been back from overseas.
I'd better go on in and ask Bill and Helen to leave before the aunts get here.
All right.
I'm sure they'll want to see their nephew alone together for the first time. Come in.
Miss Maggie and Miss Clara, Dr. Christian.
Oh, come in, won't you both? I'll wait outside if you like.
No, Dr. Christian. Please stay.
Fred. Oh, my boy. My little boy.
Maggie, you promise.
I can't help it, Clara. I can't help it. I'm not hard like you.
Oh, please, Miss Maggie, restrain yourself.
Clara doesn't understand. I loved him. He was really my boy.
That's not true, Maggie. He was like a son to both of us.
She didn't love him, not the way that I did. I gave him everything, all the happiness he had in this world.
I guess maybe you did, Maggie.
All she did was carp and nag. He hated her.
Maggie, how can you say that?
I was his mother. Everything in this world to him.
I'm sure you were with Maggie.
I only tried to do what I thought was best for him. Fred was a wild sort of boy. He needed advice and a restraining hand.
He hated you, Clara, because you always interfered.
No, I don't think he hated me. He wouldn't have hated me if he could have realized what I tried to do for him. Someone had to think of his future, help him store up some knowledge, act as his balance wheel, instead of letting him spend all of his youth in fun.
Oh, I'm sure you both loved him equally in your different ways.
I think I'll go now, Doctor.
You see, she doesn't even want to see you.
Oh, I do, Maggie, I do. I want to see him alone, in my own way, later on. I'll wait outside until you've finished your little scene.
I don't understand her, Dr. Christian. Even now, when that boy lies there dead, she's as cold as ice.
Oh, no, I don't agree, Miss Maggie. I think Clara is really suffering underneath.
I'm the one Fred provided for now that he's passed away. The house and money are both mine alone now.
Do you mean to say you've already seen the will?
Well, I did stop at the lawyer's when I heard of Fred's sad death.
Such haste is hardly to your credit.
But I had to see. He promised he'd leave me in charge. Dr. Christian, did he ever tell you which one of us he left his insurance to?
No, really, Miss Maggie. Your nephew has been dead only a couple of hours.
Oh, he left it to me, I know. I'll show Clara who's boss now. Oh, Fred knew which one of us really loved him.
I wonder if he did, Miss Maggie. I wonder sometime if any of us really knows who loves us most.
Kay, what are you doing in here with Fred?
I'm a nurse, remember? I work in this hospital.
They told me I could see him once more alone. Would you go out, please?
Very well.
Kay, you were kneeling there by the bed. What were you doing?
How can that possibly concern you?
You always did have a yen for Fred, didn't you? You've tagged after him for years.
That's not true.
We used to laugh about it, Fred and I. Katie Pigtails, he called you. But of course, all I ever had to do was crook my little finger and Fred would come running. He was always mine. All mine.
What does any of it matter now?
Simply this, that I won't have people saying that you mourn him more than I.
You forget Fred is free now. And if my thoughts and my prayers are with him, there's just nothing you can do about it.
Dr. Christian, I'm sorry to disturb you, but...
Yes, I know, Judy. The autopsy is this morning.
Oh, you did know. And you're stalling for some good reason.
I don't know right now what the reason might be. I've had a strange feeling all night long.
About Fred's autopsy?
No, Judy, no. About autopsy in general. I can't help feeling there were several autopsies yesterday.
Hmm?
Kay's and Miss Maggie's and Miss Clare's. Yes, Helen Jackson's and Bill's too, perhaps.
It is something like it, this probing into truth, into reasons and causes after death.
I wonder if Fred's autopsy could possibly reveal more.
Must be an unusual case, Dr. Christian, so many of the hospital staff are here to watch the autopsy.
And Dr. Carson has told me it's one of the few cases of industrial electrocution in the history of Riversend.
Oh. There's Kay. I didn't think she'd be able to be present.
Well, she insisted upon it, and somehow I felt she would manage. She's a born nurse, Judy.
Yes. Bill and Miss Clara are waiting in the anteroom. What about the others?
Helen sent word she was prostrated.
Oh.
And I think Miss Maggie may have other things on her mind. Oh, Dr. Carson is ready to start.
Gentlemen, this is, as you probably know, a case of industrial electrocution. The victim was killed by bodily contact with a live high-tension line. In my post-mortem, I always start with the usual median line incision on the chest. Like this.
Dr. Christian, what are you staring at?
Dr. Carson, wait. That boy, Fred, he's still alive.
Dr. Christian, I just saw his eyelid flutter.
It's true, Dr. Carson, look. He's bleeding. And dead men don't bleed.
Yes, you're right, Dr. Christian, he is alive.
Put him on his stretcher, quick. Get some blankets and hot water bottles.
Fred, darling.
We'll take the patient to a private room. Get the elevator up at once. Kay, can you help me here?
Yes, Doctor.
You're sure you can go through with it?
I can go through anything for Fred, dead or alive. Have you everything you need, Doctor?
Yes, Kay. I'll start the prone methods of resuscitation right here on the stretcher.
Are these blankets enough?
Yes, Judy. I'll keep him warm.
I have the injections ready.
Give him an ampule each. Right into the muscle.
Here are the cylinders, Dr. Christian.
Thanks. We'll set up the apparatus and start the oxygen and carbon dioxide at once. Oh, Judy,
yes?
Telephone Dr. Potter, the medical resident. Ask him to come at once and bring blood plasma.
Right away, Doctor.
He's beginning to help his breathing.
I can hear very faint but regular sounds over the heart. Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, he must live.
You want to try, Kay? Any pulse?
I can just barely feel it.
Good. You've got a good chance now.
Dr. Christian, his breathing is deeper and more regular now.
Good. I think we can transfer him from the stretcher to the bed.
Dr. Christian, you must be exhausted. You've been working for hours.
I'm all right, Judy, and Fred's alive. I think we've really beaten the old man with a scythe.
His pulse is fine now, Dr. Christian, and his breathing is nearly normal.
Splendid, Kay.
Kay.
Dr. Christian. Dr. Christian, he spoke my name. He's opened his eyes.
Kay.
Close your eyes, Fred. Please don't try to strain.
Yes, close your eyes, Fred, and go to sleep.
Dr. Christian, Fred's going to be all right now?
Yes, Judy, we won.
Dr. Christian, we've been waiting. It's a miracle you performed.
It's no miracle, Bill. Unless that's what you call faith.
I prayed. Oh, how I prayed for our boy to come back to us.
Dr. Christian, is it true about Fred?
Yes, Helen. Fred's alive.
Let me go in there. I must go to him at once.
No, Helen, not now.
She's in there. Kay Brooks, she's with him now. Well, I should be the one.
I'm afraid Kay Brooks is better trained for the job, Helen.
But I'm his fiancée. I have a right to be there.
Fred is not to see anyone at present, Helen. What he needs is a little peace and quiet and attention, I should say, of the proper sort.
Are you trying to keep me out of there?
Helen, Fred is my patient. I think I know what's best for him just now.
How can you be so mean? Oh, Bill, please take me away from this cold, heartless doctor.
Right this way, Helen. There's a nice, quiet waiting room right outside where you can weep all over Bill.
Oh, God bless you, Dr. Christian.
Oh, now, Miss Clara, there's no need to cry now.
I know. Isn't it foolish? But now that I know he's living, I just can't stop.
He has to see you first, Miss Clara, when I can permit you to go in.
Well, then he does understand how I felt.
Yes. I believe he knows.
Dr. Christian, what's happened? I just heard the news.
Maggie,
is it true that Fred's alive?
Yes, Miss Maggie. The mourning you're wearing is most becoming, I must admit. But I'm afraid you're wearing it a little too soon.
You rest this time and let me drive you home, Dr. Christian. You must be all in.
I'm tired, Judy. I'll let you take the wheel.
All right. I can't get over what happened today, Dr. Christian. I never thought I'd see a miracle performed.
It wasn't exactly a miracle, Judy, although it almost seemed to be.
What do you mean?
Fred came nearer to death and lived to tell the story than any man I've ever known or heard of.
What really happened to him?
Well, his was a case of what is often called suspended animation, Judy. The electric shock Fred suffered paralyzed all the organs so they couldn't function, that's true. But his heart wasn't completely paralyzed, and it kept on very feebly sending the blood through his system.
Then if it wasn't for the autopsy and what you suddenly saw, Fred might have died, hmm?
Yes, Judy. If we hadn't seen and administered treatment when we did, in other cases, similar to Fred's, the patient has died.
Oh. Well, I still say it's a miracle. Not only coming back to life, but the new realization of what people meant to him. His sudden turning to Kay instead of Helen. And his asking for Miss Clara instead of Maggie.
Well, Judy, I'll admit it's the strangest case I've ever known. When Helen, Will, Kay, and his two aunts came to view his body, paralyzed as it was, Fred couldn't move a muscle, cry out, or open his eyes.
You don't mean that while he was lying there, he heard...
Yes, I think he heard everything that was said. Well, that's a power no man I know has ever been given. To know what people really think of him after death.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Jean Hersholt, waiting to greet you. But first, a word from Judy Price.
Here's a letter from one of our fans that speaks for itself.
Gentlemen, just a few unsolicited words of praise for your fine product, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. I'm a plasterer by trade, and for over 40 years I've been using this wonderful Vaseline Petroleum Jelly because it does such wonders for the dry, drawn, and cracked hands that you get in working with plaster and cement. I've recommended it to hundreds of plasterers, cement finishers, and bricklayers. And those who use it, like me, never have sore, dry, or cracked hands. A little rub before and after work does the trick. You suggest that painters, carpenters, and plumbers use Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. But it's safe to say the plastering trade alone uses more. I never tire of recommending it. Use this letter in any way you please, so long as it helps get Vaseline Petroleum Jelly to more people for cuts, burns, and dry, cracked hands.
Signed, Frank O'Brien, 1050 Oak View Drive, Pontiac, Michigan. Yes, friends, if you work with your hands, take a tip from Mr. O'Brien and use Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. There's nothing better to soothe sore or work-worn hands.
Thank you, Rosemary DeCamp. And now here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. Tonight's unusual prize play, Live Wire, was based on an actual experience of the author, Dr. William Booth, well-known physician of Boston, Massachusetts, and one of our leading authorities on food poisons. I've just been shown some astonishing statistics that accidents on the highway have reached the appalling rate of 1 a minute. Well, with the wartime restrictions off and lovely spring weather inviting us all to get out and get going, remember that cars are old. Don't take silly risks like trying to beat the lights, driving at high speed at night or around curves or downhill. You really don't have to get there as fast as you think. Play it safe. Help us cut down these traffic dangers and accidents. Next week, we plan to present a prize play called The Junction by Bessie Sage Neal of Medford, Massachusetts. We invite you all to hear the Vaseline program next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. Until then, I'll say good night.
Ladies, for soft, silky, truly glamorous hair, use Vaseline Hair Tonic. Apply it with massage before shampooing, afterwards like a brilliantine. Give your hair this Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour Treatment regularly. Remember, Vaseline Hair Tonic.